Addiction is a serious problem that affects many people around the world. It can be difficult to overcome, but with the teachings of Stoicism, it is possible to quit any addiction. Stoicism is a philosophy that emphasizes self-control, rationality, and the acceptance of what cannot be changed. In this video, we will discuss the principles of Stoicism that can help you to quit any addiction. Step 1. Make a daily routine for mornings. One of the first steps to quitting any addiction is to establish a daily routine. This routine should include time for exercise, meditation, and reflection. By starting your day with a routine, you can set the tone for the rest of the day and stay focused on your goals. Establishing a morning routine is an essential step in quitting any addiction. A morning routine sets the tone for the rest of the day and helps you stay focused on your goals. There are various steps you can take to create a morning routine that works for you. Wake up at a consistent time every day. Drink water right away to hydrate your body. Take a few minutes to stretch or do light exercises to get your blood flowing. Practice mindfulness or meditation to clear your mind and reduce stress. Write down your goals for the day or reflect on your achievements from the previous day. Eat a nutritious breakfast to fuel your body and brain. Avoid checking your phone or social media first thing in the morning. Listen to music or a podcast to boost your mood and motivation. Spend time in nature or get some sun exposure to improve your mood and energy levels. Spend time with loved ones or pets to start your day on a positive note. Creating a morning routine that promotes wellness and productivity is essential to staying motivated and focused on your goals. By establishing a consistent routine, you can set yourself up for success and overcome any addiction. Step 2. Pay attention to what's happening right now. It's important to be present in the moment and pay attention to what's happening right now. This means being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. By being present, you can better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Paying attention to the present moment is a fundamental aspect of quitting any addiction, as emphasized by the Stoic philosophy. By being mindful of the present, individuals can better understand their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, which is essential for overcoming addiction. Establishing a morning routine can be a practical way to cultivate this mindfulness. This routine can include activities such as taking a full body scan, drinking water, getting sun exposure, and enjoying a nourishing breakfast. Additionally, waking up early and engaging in physical activity, as suggested by productivity experts, can help set a positive and productive tone for the day. Furthermore, preparing goals for the day and reflecting on daily achievements in the evening can contribute to a more mindful and purposeful approach to each day, ultimately supporting the process of overcoming addiction. Step 3. Learn to control yourself and stick to the rules. Self-control is a key principle of Stoicism. It's important to learn how to control your thoughts, emotions, and actions. This means sticking to the rules you've set for yourself and avoiding situations that may trigger your addiction. Learning to control yourself and sticking to the rules is a crucial aspect of quitting any addiction. Self-discipline is the key to achieving this. Self-discipline is the ability to regulate your choices and responses to different situations. Some strategies that can help you cultivate self-discipline. Know your strengths and weaknesses. We all have weaknesses, and it's important to acknowledge them. By knowing your weaknesses, you can avoid situations that may trigger your addiction. Remove temptations. Temptations can be hard to resist, so it's important to remove them from your environment. This means avoiding situations or people that may trigger your addiction. Create new habits and rituals. Acquiring self-discipline and working to instill a new habit can feel daunting at first. To avoid feeling intimidated, keep it simple. Break your goal into small, doable steps. Instead of trying to change everything at once, focus on doing one thing consistently and master self-discipline with that goal in mind. Believe in willpower. the beliefs that we hold about willpower can affect our ability to practice self-control. By viewing self-discipline as an unlimited resource, we can exercise the same degree of willpower after a depleting task as before it, demonstrating the impact our beliefs can have on our actions. Develop your self-awareness by becoming more attuned to when, where, and how we exercise self-control. We can start to manage our behavior a little better. For example, have you ever gone to the supermarket when you're hungry and ended up buying more than you intended? By recognizing this pattern, you can avoid going to the supermarket when you're hungry. Set achievable goals. Setting achievable goals is an important part of quitting any addiction. This means setting realistic goals that you can achieve and working towards them every day. By setting achievable goals, you can stay motivated and focused on your progress. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and paying attention to what's happening right now. By practicing mindfulness, you can better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Reward yourself. Rewarding yourself for achieving your goals can be a powerful motivator. This means celebrating your successes and acknowledging your progress. Practice delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is the ability to resist the temptation of an immediate reward in favor of a larger, more meaningful reward in the future. By practicing delayed gratification, you can develop the self-control needed to overcome your addiction. Seek support. Quitting any addiction can be difficult, so it's important to seek support from friends, family, or a professional. By seeking support, you can stay motivated and focused on your goals. So, learning to control yourself and sticking to the rules is a crucial aspect of quitting any addiction. By cultivating self-discipline, you can develop the self-control needed to overcome your addiction. Strategies such as knowing your strengths and weaknesses, removing temptations, creating new habits and rituals, believing in willpower, developing your self-awareness, setting achievable goals, practicing mindfulness, rewarding yourself, practicing delayed gratification, and seeking support can all help you cultivate self-discipline and overcome your addiction. Step 4. Be open to facing difficult situations. Quitting an addiction can be difficult, but it's important to be open to facing difficult situations. This means being willing to confront your addiction head-on and taking steps to overcome it. By facing your addiction, you can learn how to control it and eventually overcome it. Facing difficult situations is a crucial part of overcoming addiction, and the teachings of Stoicism can provide valuable guidance in this area. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of accepting the things we cannot change and focusing on what is within our control. By applying Stoic principles, individuals can develop the resilience and mindset needed to confront and navigate challenging circumstances, including those related to addiction. Stoicism encourages individuals to cultivate self-discipline and willpower, which are essential for facing difficult situations. This involves knowing one's strengths and weaknesses, removing temptations, and creating new habits and rituals. By understanding and acknowledging personal vulnerabilities, individuals can develop a realistic assessment of the challenges they face and take proactive steps to minimize potential triggers and temptations. The practice of self-control, a central tenet of Stoicism, is instrumental in addressing difficult situations associated with addiction. By learning to regulate thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, individuals can better manage cravings and navigate the complexities of recovery. This may involve developing greater self-awareness and consciously avoiding or redirecting tempting situations. The Stoic emphasis on gratitude and acceptance can also be applied to facing difficult situations. By focusing on what one has rather than what is lacking, individuals can cultivate a mindset of resilience and resourcefulness. This can help individuals find purpose and strength in the face of adversity. As demonstrated in personal accounts of overcoming addiction, through Stoic-inspired principles. The teachings of Stoicism offer valuable insights and practical guidance for individuals seeking to overcome addiction. By embracing the principles of self-discipline, self-control, gratitude, and acceptance, individuals can develop the resilience and mindset needed to face and navigate difficult situations on the path to recovery. The Stoic approach provides a powerful framework for individuals to confront their challenges with courage and determination, ultimately supporting them in their journey towards freedom from addiction. Step 5. Practice being thankful for what you have. Gratitude is an important principle of Stoicism. It's important to practice being thankful for what you have, rather than focusing on what you don't have. By practicing gratitude, you can develop a more positive outlook on life and stay motivated to overcome your addiction. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to change your perception of situations and focus on the positive aspects of your life. It can help you overcome negative emotions and develop a more resilient and optimistic outlook. Some ways to practice gratitude: journaling. Reflect and write down 3 to 5 things you are grateful for daily, every few days, or every week. This helps you focus on the positive aspects of your life and can improve your overall well-being. Gratitude jar. Write down things you are grateful for on little slips of paper and fill them in a jar. If you need a quick pick-me-up, take a few notes out of the jar to remind yourself of what is good in your life. Gratitude rock. Choose a special rock or object and take a picture of something you are grateful for every day for a week. This helps you become more aware of the simple things in life that you can be grateful for. Thankful awareness. Try something new and fulfilling, such as volunteering at a food bank or soup kitchen, or handing out toys at a children's hospital. Witnessing the trials and challenges of others can often be a spur for you to notice the good things in your life. Be specific. Practice gratitude for the little things in life, such as the taste of a ripe strawberry or the feeling of the sun on your skin. Being specific about what you're grateful for can help you feel more genuine gratitude and appreciation. Remember the bad. To be grateful in your current state, it is helpful to remember the hard times that you once experienced. When you remember how difficult life used to be and how far you have come, you set up an explicit contrast in your mind. And this contrast is fertile ground for gratefulness. Ask yourself 3 questions. Meditate on your relationships with parents, friends, siblings, work associates, or the color of the sky. These questions can help you generate gratitude by simply noticing them. Savor surprises. Try to record events that were unexpected or surprising, as these tend to be sources of gratitude. See good things as gifts. Thinking of the good things in your life as gifts guards against taking them for granted. Express your gratitude to yourself, write it down, or thank someone. This can help you feel more positive and create a cycle of good. By practicing gratitude, you can develop a more positive outlook on life and stay motivated to overcome your addiction. Remember, it's essential to be genuine and sincere in your gratitude practice. By doing so, you can develop a deeper understanding of your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Step 6. Don't let your feelings get out of control. It's important to learn how to control your feelings and emotions. This means not letting your feelings get out of control and avoiding situations that may trigger negative emotions. By learning how to control your emotions, you can better manage your addiction and stay focused on your goals. It's important to understand that addiction can be fueled by emotions. Negative emotions such as stress, anxiety, and depression can trigger addictive behaviors. Therefore, it's important to learn how to control your emotions and not let them get out of control. Stoicism teaches that emotions are not good or bad, but rather they are neutral. It's our perception of them that makes them positive or negative. By learning how to control our perceptions, we can better control our emotions. This means not letting our emotions control us, but rather taking control of our emotions. One way to control your emotions is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. By practicing mindfulness, you can better understand your emotions and learn how to control them. Another way to control your emotions is to practice gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of being thankful for what you have, rather than focusing on what you don't have. By practicing gratitude, you can develop a more positive outlook on life and stay motivated to overcome your addiction. So, controlling your emotions is an important part of quitting any addiction. By learning how to control your perceptions, practicing mindfulness, and practicing gratitude, you can better control your emotions and stay focused on your goals. Remember, addiction is a difficult but achievable obstacle to overcome. And with the teachings of Stoicism, you can learn how to quit any addiction. Step 7. Learn and apply wise thoughts and actions. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of learning and applying wise thoughts and actions. This means seeking out knowledge and wisdom and applying it to your life. By learning and applying wise thoughts and actions, you can develop a more rational and logical approach to your addiction. Learning and applying wise thoughts and actions is an important principle of Stoicism. It involves seeking out knowledge and wisdom and applying it to your life. One way to do this is by practicing mindfulness, which can help you develop greater self-awareness and self-control. Mindfulness involves focusing on the present moment and being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. By practicing mindfulness, you can better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Another way to learn and apply wise thoughts and actions is by seeking out knowledge and wisdom from others. This can involve reading books, attending lectures, or seeking out the advice of wise individuals. By learning from others, you can gain new insights and perspectives that can help you overcome your addiction. It's also important to reflect on your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and make changes where necessary. This involves being self-aware and actively reflecting on your own state of mind, opinions, and attitudes. By being self-aware, you can make better choices about what you share and how you control your emotions. The wise are typically authentic and seek diversity, which is associated with a tolerance of diverse values. So, learning and applying wise thoughts and actions is an important principle of Stoicism that can help you overcome addiction. By practicing mindfulness, seeking out knowledge and wisdom from others, and reflecting on your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, you can develop greater self-awareness and self-control and make better choices about how to overcome your addiction. Step 8. Be around people who are positive and helpful. It's important to surround yourself with positive and helpful people. This means seeking out friends and family members who support your goals and can help you overcome your addiction. By being around positive and helpful people, you can stay motivated and focused on your goals. Being around positive and helpful people is an important principle of Stoicism when it comes to quitting any addiction. Surrounding yourself with people who support your goals and can help you overcome your addiction can be a great source of motivation. Here are some ways to be around positive and helpful people. Seek out friends and family members who support your goals and can help you overcome your addiction. Join a support group or attend meetings where you can connect with others who are going through similar struggles. Find a mentor or coach who can provide guidance and support as you work towards quitting your addiction. Practice mindfulness and self-awareness to better understand the people around you and how they can help you in your journey. Be open to feedback and constructive criticism from others, as this can help you identify areas for improvement and stay on track towards your goals. Remember, quitting any addiction is a difficult but achievable goal. By following the teachings of Stoicism and surrounding yourself with positive and helpful people, you can develop the self-control, rationality, and acceptance needed to overcome your addiction. If you need additional support, consider reaching out to a specialist alcohol and other drug service or doctor directly. Step 9. Set achievable goals for yourself. Setting achievable goals is an important part of quitting any addiction. This means setting realistic goals that you can achieve and working towards them every day. By setting achievable goals, you can stay motivated and focused on your progress. Setting achievable goals is an important part of quitting any addiction. It's important to set realistic goals that you can achieve and work towards them every day. By setting achievable goals, you can stay motivated and focused on your progress. Some tips for setting achievable goals. Be specific. Set specific goals that are clear and measurable. For example, instead of setting a goal to quit smoking, set a goal to reduce smoking by one cigarette per day. Be realistic. Set goals that are achievable and realistic. Don't set goals that are too difficult or impossible to achieve. Break it down. Break your larger goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This will make it easier to achieve your goals and stay motivated. Celebrate your progress. Celebrate your progress along the way. This will help you stay motivated and focused on your goals. Be flexible. Be flexible and willing to adjust your goals as needed. If you find that a goal is too difficult or not working, adjust it or set a new goal. In addition to setting achievable goals, it's important to develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or don't align with your internal standards. By developing self-awareness, you can better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Some tips for developing self-awareness. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a wonderful tool for developing greater self-control. Try mindfulness activities such as meditation, deep breathing, or yoga. Reflect on your thoughts and emotions. Take time to reflect on your thoughts and emotions. This will help you better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Seek feedback. Seek feedback from others to gain a better understanding of how your actions and behaviors affect those around you. Be open to learning. Be open to learning and growing. Read books, attend workshops, or take courses to develop your self-awareness and understanding of addiction. So, setting achievable goals is an important part of quitting any addiction. By setting specific, realistic goals, breaking them down into smaller steps, celebrating your progress, and being flexible, you can stay motivated and focused on your progress. Additionally, developing self-awareness through mindfulness, reflection, seeking feedback, and being open to learning can help you better understand your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Step 10. Take time to think about yourself and your actions. It's important to take time to think about yourself and your actions. This means reflecting on your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and making changes where necessary. By taking time to think about yourself and your actions, you can develop a deeper understanding of your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Taking time to think about yourself and your actions is an essential aspect of quitting any addiction. This involves self-awareness, mindfulness, and reflection. By regularly assessing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, you can identify triggers, develop coping strategies, and make necessary changes to overcome your addiction. How to practice self-awareness and mindfulness. Choose a quiet and relaxing environment where you can focus on your thoughts and feelings without distractions. Engage in mindfulness exercises such as abdominal breathing to help you become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. When faced with difficult situations or problems, ask your wise mind for guidance and listen to the answers that arise. Regularly assess your actions and their consequences and consider how they align with your internal standards. Focus on understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and emotions and how they impact your addiction and recovery process. Allocate specific time slots for self-reflection and assessment, allowing you to regularly evaluate your progress and make necessary adjustments. Engage with friends, family, or support groups to gain valuable insights and feedback on your behavior and recovery process. Be open to change and willing to adapt your strategies and beliefs as you grow and learn more about yourself and your addiction. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can develop a deeper understanding of your addiction and take steps to overcome it. Remember, self-awareness and mindfulness are essential tools in the journey towards recovery, and they can help you stay focused on your goals and maintain a positive outlook on life. Overall, quitting any addiction is a difficult but achievable goal. By following the teachings of Stoicism, you can develop the self-control, rationality, and acceptance needed to overcome your addiction. By establishing a daily routine, being present in the moment, controlling yourself, facing difficult situations, practicing gratitude, controlling your emotions, learning and applying wise thoughts and actions, surrounding yourself with positive and helpful people, setting achievable goals, and taking time to think about yourself and your actions, you can learn how to quit any addiction.